It's that time of year again. Thanksgiving is a week and 2 days away. But as with so much else in 2020, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and the rest of the holiday shopping season is looking a lot different because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tina Yamaki is the president of the Retail Merchants of Hawaii. She spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about how customers and businesses are approaching this usually busy shopping time.
It's very different this year, and it's kind of unprecedented. We're not really sure what the norm is going to be. Especially, you know, Hawaii right now, we have the highest unemployment rate. There's a lot of people whose salaries got cut. So people don't have the money to spend like they used to have. And they're very budget conscious now, too. So we're seeing a lot of people going list shopping. You know, they'll only buy what's on their list, whereas maybe last year they would buy something for their friends and family, and then also a couple gifts for themselves. So we're seeing that a lot of that this year, too. And we're also seeing that the customers is changing the way that they're shopping as well. We're seeing more omni-channel, where customers are shopping online, and then they're picking it up at the store.
Going back to just kind of staying on their list, you're not anticipating as much impulse buying.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think what they're looking for is they're looking for that bargain, you know. So they're searching online, they're going to the stores because a lot of stores have in-store specials. Black Friday has been extended. I mean, it actually started in October. And what we're seeing is the sales are longer. You're not going to see the doorbuster sales like you did, or the opening at midnight or 5 a.m. or open on Thanksgiving. A lot of that has gone away. So it's very much changed on how people are shopping right now. They want that bargain.
As far as retailers go, what have you been hearing from them as they prepare, and are they, you know, trying to meet this demand, trying to lower prices so they can sell their inventory?
You know, we've already seen a lot of Christmas things on sale already, and it's only, you know, November. So they are lowering their prices a lot of times. They're having in-store specials. So it is going on. It's, you know, right now the customer can find a lot of great deals. But also, too, retailers have not brought in the volume of gifts and holiday items that they have in the past. It's very different now. A lot of manufacturers and distributors, they're demanding cash on demand when the goods are delivered. Whereas before, you know, you got an invoice from them and you pay 60 days later, kind of like your credit card. But that's not happening on a lot of instances. So, you know, if a customer sees something that they like, it's a great price, you know, by all means, purchase it, because it may not be in stock closer to Christmas, or you're going to find out it's not the size, color, or model that you want.
With this being usually the busiest season of the year and kind of making up for a lot of the sales for the year, what are you hearing from retailers about their business? Like, or do they think that this will make up, this period between now and the end of the year, pick up enough to kind of make up for all the shutdowns and loss of business over the year?
You know, I think that's a lot of people are hoping for. Whether that's going to happen, you know, we always are hopeful for that. We never like to see when businesses shut down. But we've also known that it's been a very hard year for a lot of retailers that were deemed non-essential from the beginning. They had to survive two shutdowns. And even though they were shut down, you know, they weren't able to sell online, a lot of them, because big stores can't bring all their inventory to somebody's house and do it from there, you know, and corporates sometimes don't allow that. And, you know, they still had to pay their rent, utilities, taxes, and all of that. So their debt has risen quite high. And while for smaller businesses, there were a lot of loans and grants for them, the medium and larger size local businesses, the only help that they ever got was the PPP loans or grants. So there are a lot of businesses struggling. There's a lot of them that, you know, Christmas now or these holiday seasons is kind of make it or break it for them.
What are you hearing from merchants as far as what are they asking from the public?
You know, from the public itself is to buy local. You know, whether it's a national company or a local brand, it's just to buy local. You know, buy online, pick it up at the store. A lot of the stores here in Hawaii have become distribution centers. And what people don't realize, I think, is, you know, a lot of these big national companies, they're like, oh, these are big box stores, or they're big department stores, or, you know, they're from the mainland. Why should we support them? But, you know, these are the people who hire our friends, family, and neighbors, you know, to work in the stores. And a lot of these stores also hire local vendors. So, you know, to shop locally in our stores is the best thing that they could do right now. And then on a switch side too, for businesses, you know, what they're looking for, I guess, from the public or government is rent relief. There's a survey that came out recently, and it showed that, you know, there's a lot of businesses who are not going to be able to pay their rent by the end of the year, or only paying partial rent. And businesses, in order to survive, you know, need to pay rent, the largest single monthly expense that they have. And without businesses, you're not going to have jobs. And without jobs, you're going to keep having a high unemployment rate. So, you know, businesses do need help as well. We realize people have limited budgets, but it's a tough time for everybody, and we understand that.
Tina Yamaki of the Retail Merchants of Hawaii speaking with the Conversation's Jason Ubai with an outlook on Hawaii's shopping season.